Tens of thousands of people are expected to descend on the Vatican this weekend for 2 days of study, prayer and reflection, together with Pope Francis on Blessed John Paul II's encyclical Evangelium Vitae. The event is being organised by the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelisation as part of the Year of Faith celebrations. Emma McCarthy spoke to Father Eugene Silva, one of the organisers, who says the aim of the day is to demonstrate that the gospel of life is the defence of all life.
What is the day all about? What happens during this day? And how can people become involved? And I suppose the last and overriding question, why is it important? Why are we having this day?
Okay. Well, Evangelium Vitae is the encyclical letter that was written by Blessed John Paul II, and it's the gospel of life. And so when the Year of Faith events were put together, of course it was so important that the gospel of life, the principal right, the right to life, is connected and shown as so essential with the mission of the new evangelization. So this celebration of Evangelium Vitae, the gospel of life, was put on the Year of Faith calendar. And so what's happening for the weekend is that there are going to be different moments of catechesis in different languages, in English, in Italian, in Polish, in French. And what will happen is these will be moments of catechesis where people will delve into the beauty of this encyclical letter, understand more completely what it means to be a people of and for life, and how this is essential to the mission of the new evangelization. So for the English-speaking pilgrims that are coming, we have a wonderful educational conference which has been planned. It'll be taking place at the Urbaniana, right here by the Vatican. And the keynote address will be given by Cardinal Burke. And Cardinal Burke has been just such a strong voice for the defense of life throughout the world over the past many years. And so we are so honored that he has so graciously agreed to give the keynote. We also have two gentlemen that will be coming from the United States who are also prominent people in the whole life movement in defense of all life from conception until natural death, and that is Francis Beckwith and Robert Royal. And they will be each presenting two half-hour lectures on also the gospel of life and the new evangelization. So we're so excited about having this opportunity to really understand more deeply the theology and the philosophy that is woven so beautifully in this encyclical letter. And then what's going to happen immediately after the educational conference is the English-speaking pilgrims will be invited to process down the hill to the Church of Santo Spirito in Sassia for a holy hour for life of Eucharistic adoration and benediction. And it's being organized by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Pro-Activities Office. And so we're excited about that. And His Excellency Archbishop Augustin Denoya will preside and preach at that. So it's going to be just a beautiful spiritual experience before the Blessed Sacrament as well, and breaking open God's Word together. And then for all the different language groups, there will be, again, pilgrimages to the tomb of Peter all afternoon. And then in the evening, there's going to be a candlelight vigil and procession down Via della Conciliazione. It'll start at the end of Via della Conciliazione, and there'll be different readings taken from Evangelium Vitae in different languages with a few different witnesses. And then we will process in silence offered in the memories and for the memories of the lives lost to the culture of death. And then we'll arrive in the square to close the prayer service and the vigil. And then, of course, the culmination will be on Sunday morning, Mass in the square at 9 a.m. with Pope Francis.
Who do you hope is going to take part in these specific days? Are you reaching out to particular categories in the church,
yes,
or is it open?
Well, you know, one of the things that we want to demonstrate, too, that the gospel of life is the defense of all life from conception until natural death. And so what we want to do here is show the consistent life ethic of the Catholic Church. And so we have publicized this to all different groups, to all different communities. And what's fascinating in looking at the registrations this morning, We have youth groups coming. We have families coming. We have all different pro-life organizations. But it's so beautiful that the expanse of the church, the universality of the church, as well as all of the different moments of life, all being precious, are being represented. So it's beautiful. I mean, we'll have those who are sick and ill. We'll have those who are disabled. So it's just going to be absolutely beautiful. And it's important for people to register for this event because we need to have an understanding of how many participants for the spaces that we've reserved for the different catechesis. So people can go online to www.annusfidei.va, A-N-N-U-S-F-I-D-E-I-I-E, .va, and just register. It's free. Everything is free. We just want to be able to know how many candles to order and also make sure we have enough spaces in all the different spaces.
We've seen, particularly in recent years, not only since, for example, you go back to Paul VI, Humanae Vitae, John Paul II's Evangelium Vitae, through Benedict XVI's beautiful writing, his letter to the men and women of the church, which particularly focused also on the gift of life. This was before he, of course, was Benedict VI. He was then Cardinal Ratzinger, but also his homilies. Right up now to Pope Francis in his very own and unique style, his constant reiteration on caring for the sick, caring for the elderly, caring for the young. Do you think that sometimes people don't really understand that the church's teaching on life embraces all life? It's not just, you know, a pro-choice campaign against abortion. It's embracing all aspects of life as well. Is this something you'll emphasize?
Oh, most certainly. And again, the issue of abortion is certainly important and central. And again, we need to do all that we can do as a church to stand up against the horrors of abortion. But again, we also want to demonstrate that consistent life ethic, that we need to be a people who defend and speak for those who are suffering, those whose lives are being marginalized by a culture of death, saying because you're ill or because you're disabled, you might not be, quote, productive in society, or to the elderly in nursing homes, or to those who are being treated in any way with violence. We need to be a people that demonstrate in our words, in our actions, through our prayers, the sanctity of all life. And I truly believe that this weekend will do that, and will highlight the great harmony of the Catholic Church's approach to being for and of